Praise God. Hallelujah. I'd like to welcome you again to Faith Walk Podcast. It's been a blessing on me to reach out to you. I am grateful to God for such an opportunity that you have given me to be a blessing to you. And I know strongly that you will not regret it in the name of Jesus. Today we'll be looking at our episode, and it's a new one. Captioned, what to do when doubt and fear comes. We know on the subject matter of our faith, doubt often come, fear often come. What to do when doubt and fear seems to come knocking on your door. Now we'll find our example in Jesus. We'll be learning from scriptures today to see what to do when doubt and fear comes. The Bible speaking in Mark 5 verse 35 down to 30 to 41. If you go back some few scriptures, you will understand the story. A certain ruler told Jesus that my daughter is sick. Come and lay hands on her and she will be healed. Now look at verse 35. He said, when he yet spoke, said there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? And verse 36, he said, as soon as Jesus heard, take notes, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. Praise God. You would discover that the certain ruler had faith in Jesus. He had faith already. And now look, somebody's bringing doubt. Somebody's bringing fear. He said, don't trouble the master anymore. That's where sometimes we are in life, where certain things just throw on us and suddenly we feel fear. Fear can be felt. Suddenly we feel fear. Suddenly you go back to that place where you want to doubt God or doubt the promises of God. What do you do when you are faced with doubt? When you are faced with fear? Jesus showed us what to do. Immediately, as soon as Jesus heard, he spoke to the man. He spoke. So don't keep quiet when doubt or fear is knocking on the door. Speak what you believe. Profess your faith. Declare doubt that thou mayest be justified. Make a sound in the spirit. Let the enemy hear a sound when they seem to make you feel fear. You see from Job, what he feared came upon Job. We understand from the example of Job that Job suffered what he feared. The fear is simply an enemy. The enemy is trying to rob you of your blessings. So what you do when you see the enemy coming in with fear, you speak. You speak what? You speak the word. You speak what God has promised. Now, when you are speaking, what is happening to you? The enemy is hearing the word. You are hearing the word. And what happens? The Bible speaking said, faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing of the word. Of the word. So, what to do when doubt comes? What to do when fear seems to knock on the door? Speak. Profess your faith. Profess your faith. Declare the word. One of the things to do when doubt and fear seems to knock is simply go for the word of God. Go for the word of God. Go for the word of God. Either you go in the place of prayer and God speaks to you, reaffirming to you his promises, or you go to the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, to find from scriptures what God's word is saying concerning you. Do these things and you shall live. He said, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Profess your faith. That is the way to attack the issue of doubt, to attack the issue of fear. And I strongly believe anyone who is subject to fear, you are delivered in the name of Jesus. Anyone who is in a point of doubting the promises of God concerning his life, I see the Lord God intervene in that matter, and you are free. And you are free. Your faith is strengthened in the name of Jesus. I'm glad that you have heard these words today, and I strongly believe these words have comforted you. You won't miss out in your blessings. Till our next episode, the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.